Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we get this part here in verse number 32, where he says this, "But what more can I say?" Well, that's an interesting thought. I wrote this down. It means I'm running out of time and space to tell you more. In other words, I can go on and on and on, giving you examples of people who by faith trusted Christ and they believed. And remember, he's just not set Hebrews 11 aside just to kind of, in a parenthesis, if you will, from the rest of Hebrews. What he is doing here is encouraging those believers who are staying by the stuff. In other words, they haven't gone back to temple work. A lot of the Jewish believers went back into Judaism. And he's encouraging these people, listen, there's people who died for this faith and they stayed true to Christ. Don't you go back. So when he says in verse number 32, what more can I say? We're going to see some people here. We're going to get to six men in this one verse. And quickly, we're going to breeze through. There's six men. None of them were perfect. None of them. Some really messed up. But here they are in the Honor Roll Hall of Fame, forever etched into God's Word. And the first one we come to is, as a matter of fact, Paul listed these men whose stories involved both faith and failure, both victories and defeat. So Paul includes these guys in there because these Jewish believers knew about these folk that he named. They'd been in the Old Testament scripture. And they knew where they messed up, but yet God was still faithful to them. And they are listed in the Honor Roll of Faith. Probably the most amazing, we'll get to him in a minute, to me is Samson. Of all the guys in the Old Testament that we know, he put, and God in his omniscience put Samson in. Now, if we would have wrote scripture, we would put Samson in there, but God's word is perfect. So he had a reason for Samson being there. But the point I'm trying to make is there's some guys that really messed up, but yet, you know, God is always faithful. Even when we're not, God is always faithful. And thank God for forgiveness. If God could use these men, he could use anybody. They just trust him. So we see the first one that was named here. What more shall I say? For time shall fail me to tell of Gideon. Remember, he would love to tell the story of Gideon, and he mentions the other one. And you know the story of Gideon. It's mentioned in Judges chapter number 6 and 7. And Gideon, God used him in a great way to destroy a much larger army of the Midianites. Remember the story. 300 men defeated 135,000 Midianites. Remember how all that started? God said, yeah, I want you to go fight the enemy. And so Gideon put out a call and like 10,000 or something, 30,000, however. How many was that came first time? 30,000, quite a large number came. And God said that was too many. So narrowed it down. He said, if you want to go home, you're scared, you don't have to fight. I think it went down to 10,000, something of that nature. And God said, hey, that's still too many. You know, 10,000 against 135 or how many there were, quite a large number, outnumbered. And God said, that's still too many. I want you to take them down by the brook, by the river, and let them, you remember the story, and let them drink. And if they have their head down, you know, drinking out of the brook, send them home. But if they keep a feral need and they bring their hand up to their mouth and drink the water, those are the guys I want. And wound up 300 of them. And I love that story. And we're getting, say, okay, let's go get them, boys. 300, you know, how they wrought a great victory. But before all that, there's nothing in the scripture about Gideon. Remember about the throwing of the fleece, how God told him to do something. He said, well, I'm not sure about this. And so he threw out the fleece. And the first time, I need to reread this again to get it right in my mind. I think he said that if there's dew on the ground, but not on the fleece, or vice versa, whichever one it was vice versa. If the ground's dry and there's dew on, no. I said it right the first time then. If there's dew on the ground and not on the fleece. Yeah. All right. I know you tell me so. Anyway, he woke up next morning. There it was. There was no dew on the fleece. Okay, I tell you what, tomorrow, if there's dew on the fleece and not on the ground, am I saying that right? Okay. And he woke up the next morning. But anyway, kind of like he just, I won't say testing God, but he wanted to make sure he just wasn't plugged in completely. But from there, he trusted God and he brought a great victory. So we see that he wasn't perfect fella. And then we see the next fella in line. Do you say Barak? Barak. His story is in Judges chapter number 4. He won a wonderful victory over the Canaanites. Again, like the Apostle Paul said, time won't allow me to tell you the whole story, you know. But he won that great victory over the Canaanites. Yet he hesitated at first. Even though God had told him, he kind of hesitated. And there was a lady who was a judge in Israel, and her name was who? Deborah. So he went to Deborah, and he needed some encouragement from Deborah. Why was Deborah a judge in Israel? Wasn't no good men, okay? So when these others kind of stepped up, Deborah, if you read the whole thing, kind of stepped to the background, okay? Because there wasn't any strong men. God used that woman, Deborah. But anyway, that's his story, and he was mentioned here in the Hall of Fame. Then we see Samson. I already mentioned him. His story's in Judges chapter number 13, through 16. 13, what a story Samson is. He defeated the Philistines in many battles, but he killed more Philistines the day he died than all of the past years put together. And I wrote down a note here that Samson killed more Philistines on that day, and while he was living, no man started out with so much potential. He had everything going for him. Samson did. You remember all the stories about Samson, how he messed up. He had so much potential to do great things for God. Had everything. Matter of fact, remember the Nazarite vow and all the things that mom and dad dedicated him to the Lord. He had proper upbringings and all. But yet, he ended less. Had so much potential, but he ended less. You remember the story. Lost his eyes and there in that great temple and all them people laughing. He had him chained to the columns and he pushed the columns down and everything fell on all the people that were there. And that's why I'm amazed to see that he, and again, I don't question God at all. But it just shows me how God could use anybody. He's in the, you know what was Samson's great downfall? Women, not just a woman, Delilah. He liked those women. Now it's been a great downfall of a lot of men, even in the ministry. He liked wine and women, and that's a bad mixture when they get you in trouble. So you see about Samson, that God saw fit to put Samson in the Hall of Fame, Faith Hall of Fame, and one day we'll see Samson, and he'll be able to see, have his eyes seen, and I wonder if God will let him grow his hair out again. I don't know. We'll see Samson, and he'll probably got all kinds of stories to tell us while we're in heaven. And then you see the next fellow, Jephthah. And boy, what an interesting story Jephthah is. Judges 11 and 12. He was used of God to defeat the Ammonites. So we see the Midianites defeated, the Canaanites defeated. And now here he worked with the Ammonites, that great Jephthah. And you remember the story there. Matter of fact, if you would just turn back with me, I want to refresh your memory, to Judges chapter number 11. Judges chapter number 11. Remember, he's asked to lead the army, and there's a huge, huge enemy force out there, and he's outnumbered. But look in, let's begin in verse number 30. This is kind of refresh your memory about Jephthah, okay? He's going to lead the army over the children of Ammon. He's going to defeat the Ammonites. Verse number 30, and Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, in other words, I want to feed them, when I come back, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.